And here's the Fred Allen Show, presented by the makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea. When last seen, Fred Allen was holding an umbrella over the groundhog's burrow so that the little critter couldn't see his shadow, and spring would come sooner to Allen's alley. But meanwhile, we'd like to say a word about cheese. Cheese means shepherd, and shepherd means that grand toasted cheese sandwich made with Shepherd Chevelle, C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle cheese food. Sure, it's a simple dish and easy, but it's as good to look at and sniff and taste as any fancy dish by any famous chef. When you see that bubbly golden Chevelle melting hot over the toast, I'm telling you, you eat. But don't forget, Chevelle's just as good to spread or slice as it is to melt. Its flavor is fine and honest and natural. The flavor of good cheese Shepherd folks have been making for more than 40 years. Tomorrow, look for Shepherd Chevelle when you shop. Remember Chevelle's bright red packet. And remember, always say Shepherd. S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D. Shepherd for fine cheese.
It isn't the barefoot boy with cheeks of tan, it is.
The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show, with Fred's guests, Lawrence Melchior, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pyers, Pete O'Donnell, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and Kenny Delmar. Week, ladies and gentlemen, the New York District Attorney questioned several men suspected of attempting to fix football games and boxing bouts. Tonight, we bring you a man who will fix the next half hour, but good, and here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny, I've been reading about those attempts to fix sporting events. Fixing has been going on since the snake approached Eve in the garden. And I don't mean Madison Square. The old garden. The...
Well, you think that everything is fixed, Fred?
Oh, one race I definitely know is fixed.
Which race?
Kenny, can you look at my face and say truthfully that the human race wasn't fixed?
I see what you mean, Fred.
Now, don't start the laughing. It may catch on here. I mean, don't... Don't be a lone wolf at the laughing. I wouldn't be surprised to discover that the missing link is... Portland, Jesus. Portland, what is wrong? You're dressed all in black tonight.
Van Johnson got married this week.
And you are dressing in black?
Oh, our whole fan club did mourning.
Your fan club?
We had a slogan. Yes. Our man is Van.
Our man is Van, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, what is your new slogan?
Who has muscle? Andy Russell.
Well, it must be a terrible blow for a lot of the girls.
Oh, there are only two bachelors left in Hollywood.
Two bachelors?
James Stewart and Thunderhead.
Those are the only two. Well, tell me, what's... I hear that Thunderhead is going around with that mare in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. I think there's... I saw it in the green... In the green sheet this week under the gossip cup. Feedback Fanny's column, which I always read in the racing form. Tell me, what's new this week, Portland? The news. Have you any notes in your book there?
Well, San Francisco had its first snowstorm since 1932.
Say, snow in California is unheard of.
Oh, one little girl in San Francisco saw the snow coming down for the first time.
Yeah?
And she said, Mama, look what Gus is doing now.
Look what... Tell me, what is next there?
The health commissioner says that 112 tons of soot fall on New York City every month.
Yes, Mayor O'Dwyer's trying to keep the city in the black. He's doing it a roundabout way.
If people breathe in New York, their lungs will think they're in Pittsburgh.
No, Portland, the air fools you. Do you know that people who live on the Bowery look better than people who live in Jackson Heights? Well, I'll explain it to you now. Well, a man in Jackson Heights starts out to work in the morning. Before he goes down in the subway, he takes a deep breath. He fills his lungs with that pure Jackson Heights air. He gets packed into a subway train. He can't move. He has to hold his breath. When the train gets down to the Bowery, the man gets off the train. He exhales. A bum who is about to get on the train inhales the good air the man has brought over from Jackson Heights, and the man breathes in the old stale air the bum has exhaled before he got on the train. And that's why tramps on the Bowery look better than the people who live in Jackson Heights.
Isn't it time to start for Allen's Alley?
Before the people from Jackson Heights arrive? Yes, it sure is.
What is your question tonight?
Well, according to a billboard, a trade publication, during the past year, the quiz shows and other programs in radio gave away over $1,700,000. And so our question is, have you ever won anything on a quiz program?
Shall we go?
As one saw said to the other saw, let's buzz along. What a glorious night in Allen's Alley, Portland. Say, I guess the senator has finished dinner. His teeth are out on the front porch. Teeth are out on... I could use a fresh set myself here. Well, I only borrowed these teeth for the night. They're talking when I don't expect them to. I guess the senator has finished dinner. His teeth are out on the front porch airing themselves. Well, let's not.
I say somebody rammed my door.
Yes, Senator.
Claghorn's name, Senator Claghorn,
well,
that is.
Look, Senator.
Take your peace, son. I got to ramble. I'm off to New Orleans to the Mardi Gras.
The Mardi Gras? What do you do when you get to the Mardi Gras, Senator?
I grab me a hard-nosed cookie and start dancing.
A hard-nosed cookie, eh? What sort of dancing do you do?
Folk dancing, son. The Mississippi Minuet.
Really? How do you dance the Mississippi Minuet?
The women folks stand on one bank of the river.
Yeah.
Men folks stand on the other.
Yes.
Band start playing.
Yeah.
The women start pigeon winging toward the men.
Yeah.
The men start eagle rocking toward the women.
I see.
When we meet in the middle of the river, we start pecking.
Well, that's some dance.
The last time I danced the Mississippi Minuet, I drowned 3 partners.
Tell me, do you have any other dances?
Yeah, I do the Bayou Begin.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll throw in a night or two of square dancing.
Square dancing?
Son, you get 200 squares dancing, ain't nothing prettier.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I generally call the dances. Oh, swing your partner, do-si-do. It ain't Arthur Maria. It's old Bilbo. Sigh for the oyster, dig for the clam. Bow to your lady and take your yam.
Very good.
Yeah, that's without music, too.
I know, I sense that. I would have detected an instrument had one been in there.
You're looking at a hopping fool.
Well, look, Senator, what about these radio programs that give away prizes and money?
I only went on one quiz program in my life.
Yeah?
I run through them questions like a Democrat in Washington going up an alley.
Good.
I come to the $64 question.
And you won?
No, son, I didn't.
What happened?
The $64 question was, who won the Civil War?
And you?
Son, my honor's worth more to me than $64. Come on, Senator, come on.
Well, something tells me the senator will never surrender. Well, let's see if Mr. Moody's up.
Howdy, Bob.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, what about these radio programs?
Why, I was on the radio last fall, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah, I growed the longest thistle in Hubbard County.
Your thistle was long, huh?
Yeah. It was so long that you had to look as far as you could see and mark the place.
Yeah?
Then you had to look again to see the end of it.
Huh.
And some radio program, Hobby...
Hobby Lobby, was it? Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
They sent for me.
To be interviewed?
Yeah, they wanted to put my thistle on the radio.
Well, what happened on Hobby Lobby?
Why, the hall was full of people with hobbies.
Big crowd, eh?
Yeah, one fella saved knot holes. He must have... I guess he must have had 800 knot holes with him.
God.
And another fella collected pen wipers. He was awful obliging.
Fine.
Said if I had my pen with me, he'd wipe it.
He would have. Tell me, Titus, what did you do on the program?
I spoke my name. The applause was deepening.
Yes, it always is.
Fella said, did you grow the thistle? I allowed it did.
Uh-huh.
I held up the thistle, you know, so the folks in the back could see.
Yeah.
There was more applause and whistling.
Uh-huh.
The organ played.
Yeah.
Somebody pushed me through a door.
I see.
The next thing I knowed, I was out in the hall.
Alone?
Well, just me and the thistle.
You didn't get any money, any prize, or anything?
I just got my thistle back.
And?
I was stuck with it. Come on, Bill.
Mr. Moody sure has his trouble. Well, let's try this next door.
Howdy doody.
Ah, oh, Mrs. Nussbaum. Have you had any experience with these radio shows?
Once in a mood of hijinks, I'm going on the radio.
In a mood of hijinks, huh? What radio program were you on?
I am queen for a day.
Oh, they showed you a good time, eh?
It is myopia.
Yeah. They showered you with gifts?
First, they are pinning on me flowers. A big bouquet of petunias.
Uh-huh. And then?
Then I'm getting toothpicks, a year's supply.
Fine.
They're squirting on me perfume, Jezebel's Revenge.
Oh. Well.
Also a necklace, stimulated pearls.
Stimulated pearls.
And from Happy Konofsky, I'm getting free a dress.
A dress, eh?
Mm-hmm. It is a tunic, seersucker.
Yeah.
Also green wool streamlined knickers with flap pockets concealing smart back sleeves.
Mighty classy, if I do say so, and I do.
With this, I'm wearing suede veggies.
Yeah?
And carrying a chinchilla duffel bag.
Well, you were indeed queen for a day.
For a beauty treatment, I'm going to Marcel, formerly with Puffinetti.
Oh, I see. You had your hair done?
Yes, I'm getting a crew haircut.
A crew haircut? You must have been excited.
Delirious is not the word.
Well, tell me what happened when you got home.
Pierre is in a temper.
Yes?
He is yelling, where is my dinner?
And you?
I am saying, dinner, Schminner. I am queen for a day.
And when you told Pierre you were queen?
He is crowning me, thank you.
Well, here we are. At the last house in the alley. Let's see what Mr. Ajax Cassidy is up to.
Well,
Mr. Cassidy. Oh, well, Mr. Cassidy. How are you tonight?
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. I've been having fits all day.
Fits?
The tailor can't seem to get me pants right.
Oh.
The pants only have one leg. The other leg came out a long pocket.
A long pocket. Hey, Jack, you're always in a dilemma.
I'm not long for this world.
Tell me, Ajax, have you ever won anything on a radio program?
Well, no, to tell you the truth, boy, since I got me new pogo stick, I'm not in the house much.
Oh, you're out all the time. You don't listen to the radio?
Well, only to the Irish programs, like Dublin or Nothing.
Yeah.
The Court of Missing O'Hare.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Super Monahan.
Super Monahan. Have you heard any of the quiz programs they have on radio?
No, no, but a friend of mine, Kevin Feeney by name, had a gruesome experience with a quiz program.
What happened?
Well, Kevin was home preparing his income tax, as required by law.
I see.
On the table, he had a pencil, an eraser, and his bare feet.
His bare feet on the table?
Well, Kevin was solving a problem in addition, using his toes.
Oh, I see.
Well, all of a sudden, the phone rang. Kevin had his hands full of toes. So his wife answered the phone.
Uh-huh.
A voice says, this is Pat O'Gould.
Pat O'Gould?
The friend of Kevin.
Oh, I see.
Well, Kevin's wife thought the voice said pot of gold.
Yeah.
She let out a shriek, hung up the receiver, and dropped dead.
From the shock. The shock, eh?
I haven't answered my phone since.
I see.
Every time the phone rings, I let my wife answer it.
Ajax Cassidy, you don't mean...
I'm hoping for the best.
Well, from Allen's Alley, we turn to Tin Pan Alley. The DeMarco Sisters, with Al Goodman and his orchestra assisting, the DeMarco sings Sooner or Later.
You and I said goodbye with a friendly kiss. And though I'm not the surest guy, I've got to share of it. Sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around. I'll bet you that I get you. You wait and see. for lady, you're coming around. I'll let ya, let ya. I'll bet you if I let ya. You baby me. Knock on my door. You gonna knock on my door like you did before? Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when. But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again, again. Sooner or later, I'm gonna date her. I'm the loneliest gal in the town. You're gonna be coming around and want my loving again. My loving again, my loving again, my loving again. Tell me when.
Thank you, and now a short pause for sponsor identification.
Cloudy days, sunny days, rain, snow, or bitter cold, the all-weather, all-purpose beverage is delicious Tenderleaf tea. And the timely way to enjoy this richer blend is in Tenderleaf tea balls. Yes, they're the favorite. Nationwide, outselling all other kinds. It's really no wonder when you see all the practical advantages they offer in daily use in your home. More flavorful tea is their biggest attraction, famous for flavor Tenderleaf brand tea. Cleanliness next. Each tea ball has its own sanitary envelope. No human hands ever touch the tea ball that goes into your cup. You don't touch it yourself. A long string is attached, and on the string, a tag. Lifting the tag opens the envelope, and the string carries the tea ball to the cup. In the cup, the tasteless filter paper, clean, white, and crisp, filters your tea as it's being made. What you get is just the delicious flavor of the Tenderleaf tea itself. That's why they're the big bestsellers. So don't miss out. Your grocer has boxes of 8, 16, 48, and 100. Ask him for Tenderleaf brand tea ball.
That was the first installment of All By Myself, played by Maestro Al Goodman and 25 men who were just killing time until Belmont Park opened. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Will you get me a chair, please? I'm exhausted. I've been posing for publicity pictures all week.
Oh, publicity pictures?
Oh, yes. The Aspirin Manufacturers of America voted me Mr. Headache for 1947. You know, their survey showed that people listening to my program bought more aspirin than all other aspirin buyers combined.
Mr. Headache, you'll be bigger than Miss Subway.
Oh, I'll be bigger than Miss Rheingold. Over, especially around the head. Over at the advertising agency where they took the pictures this week, I got involved in a terrific deal, Portland.
What happened?
Well, last Wednesday, I started out for the advertising agency. Ah, this is the office, Betton, Bitten, Burton, and Button. Yeah, there's a little sign on the door that says, Vice President, use rear entrance. As I walked in, a very dignified gentleman was arguing with the receptionist. The man said,
But, miss, I've been waiting to see Mr. Button all week. If that husker thinks...
Lawrence Melchior. Lawrence, what are you doing in this advertising agency?
Fred, I'm trying to audition for a new radio program.
A new radio program?
Last week I read in the Philharmonic Journal, in Spike Jones' column, that Frank Sinatra is giving up his program.
Sinatra's giving up his program? Lawrence, you mean that you...
Fred, you are looking at the new singing ho-handle.
Lawrence, you in radio, you are the world's greatest Wagnerian tenor.
Oh, please don't say that.
Why not?
Every time somebody says I'm a great tenor, I get a nasty letter from Carmen Lombardo.
Well, that's... Why, that's silly. Carmen is a soprano. Lawrence, don't tell me that you are giving up the opera.
I handed in my tights today.
Gad, not your tights.
Oh. Oh, the public has seen Melchior sneeze for the last time.
But what about your career in pictures?
Jimmy Durante will have to get a new straight man.
Well, Lawrence, you're not through with pictures.
I turned in my picket sign last week.
Then you are definitely through. What about your recitals, your concert tours?
Finished. I have blown my last kiss from the rostrum.
Well, I don't get it. Why do you want to be another Sinatra?
It's the only way I can get something I've been striving for all my life.
What?
Money.
Lawrence, I have an appointment with the head of this advertising agency, Mr. Button. I can take you in along with me. It's through this door. Come on.
Yes, yes, what is it? I'm a busy man.
Mr. Button?
Oh, yes, Mr. Headache. Didn't we finish with your publicity?
Yes, Mr. Button. I'd like to have you meet a friend of mine, Lawrence Melchior.
How do you do, please?
Who is this, Alan? Mr. Pot Roast for 1947?
Mr. Button, this is Lawrence Melchior, the Great Dane.
I don't care if he's a Cocker Spaniel. I'm busy.
I read that you are looking for someone to take over the Sinatra program.
Yes, Mr. Melchior wants to. He'd like to replace Sinatra.
He could replace Sinatra and have enough body left over to replace four chicks and Chuck.
Well, he is a little buxom. How much does Sinatra weigh?
85 pounds.
85 pounds.
But Fred, my tonsils weighed 85 pounds.
Lawrence, you will have to cut down on your food.
But I eat like a bird.
Birds eat their young. What did you have for dinner, a nephew?
No, I only ate a fried moose.
Just a fried moose, huh? And after the fried moose, did you have any dessert?
I just had two ladyfingers.
Why, that's nothing, two ladyfingers.
Oh, the two ladyfingers were holding a quart of ice cream.
Oh, I see.
Stop, I've heard enough. There's more food in this guy's conversation than Sinatra eats in a month.
Now, look, Mr. Button, I'll get Mr. Melchior down to 85 pounds. From now on, Lawrence, you eat just what Sinatra eats.
Sinatra eats? That's news to me.
Well, for breakfast, Frankie has a glass of lukewarm water and one Wheaties. For lunch, he runs a stalk of asparagus in and out between his lips. By dinner time, Frankie's hungry enough to eat a horse.
Yeah?
They bring in the horse, he loses his appetite, and dinner is over. Lawrence, are you willing to go on a diet like that?
To get Sinatra's program, I'll do anything.
Good. Well, Mr. Button, here's your new star.
Now, just a minute, not so fast, Alan. Before Melchior can replace Sinatra, he's got to be swoon tested.
Swoon tested?
Yes, you've got to be passed on by the president of Sinatra's fan club. We have to have her okay.
Did you ring, baby?
Yes, Cuddles. You got another guy auditioning for Frankie's job. What's your reaction?
Let me see your profile, fatso.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Cuddles?
Frankly, he don't do nothing to me, B.B. But Bobby Stock says he ain't got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mr. Melchior. You will never be another Sinatra.
I wish I was dead.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Button. Who needs Bobby Soxers? We can build Mr. Melchior up to appeal to a whole new public. The old ladies, the shawl and gaiter crowd. Why, they'll be chasing him in their wheelchairs.
Alan, by George, you've got something. Can this guy sing?
Can he sing? Let's go, Lawrence.
I sing without a song.
He's doing it the hard way, Mr. Button.
My trouble and woe, but sure that I know that song and will roll. I get along as a song is strong in my soul. I never know what makes the rain to fall. I never know what makes the grass to fall. I only know. Oh.
Wonderful, Lawrence.
Very
wonderful.
Great. I gave it everything.
Well, Mr. Button?
It's too loud.
Too loud?
But, Mr. Button, to be able to sing like this takes years of training, tremendous breath control.
Breath control? You mean you were breathing while you sang? Wait till Frankie hears the singers breathe. Hey, he'll die laughing.
Now, Mr. Button, if you'll just give Lawrence a chance.
I had promised not to breathe.
Yes.
Now, look, Melchior, if you want to sing on radio, you got to get hep. Listen to some old Rudy Valley records. Get Singing Sam to show you some schmunks.
Must be a place in radio for a loud singer.
A loud singer? Hey, you could be a hillbilly.
Hillbilly?
Yes, I've got a hillbilly band auditioning in my conference room.
Wait, what is a hillbilly?
Well, it's like singing at the Met, only instead of tights, you sing in your underwear.
It just so happens they're short two hillbilly singers. How about you two, Mr.
Headache? Let's go, Mr. Button.
Very well, come in the conference room, gentlemen, right in here. Hello, Rube.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
All right, boys.
Howdy, hey, howdy, howdy.
Quiet down, boys.
This is Uncle Zeb again with another program of 16 hours of fun and music. With the Pokey Mountain Boys, the Coon Creek Choir, and here's them hillbilly twins, hot from the Ozarks, Zeke Allen and Pappy Melchior.
Howdy, 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 gang. Howdy, howdy. Howdy.
Say, Zeke, where are you from?
I'm from Idaho, Pappy.
What for?
All on me. Say, Pappy, do you file your nails?
No, I just cut them off and throw them away.
Where's the Duke of Paducah? Well, now that everybody's just about laughed themselves silly, Pappy, how about giving out with a little song?
Hit it, Hector. Listen, all your sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray.
All you gambling skinners, better quit saying 7-11. Get yourself prepared for Judgment Day. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. Open, open, open up them gates. Open, open, open up them gates.
Open, open, open up them gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last.
Open up them pearly gates
for me.
Tenderleaf Tea and Shepherd Cheese in the shopping days, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Lawrence Melchior for dropping in tonight. Next week, our guest, Miss Shirley Booth. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
This program has come to you from Radio City, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.